Masechet Zevachim Perek Yod Gimel Mishnah Bet. The Torah prohibits two types of situations where a person would eat food from a korban. Number one, a situation where the person eats kodesh that became tameh. The penalty for that would be malkut, would be lashes. And another situation would be where a tameh person ate kodesh. The penalty for that would be karet, if it was done intentionally, and a korban hatat, if it was done unintentionally. Mishnah says, tameh she'achal ben kodesh tameh u'ben kodesh tahor. If a tameh person ate either kodesh that was tameh or kodesh that was tahor, hayav, he's liable for karet, for violating the isur of a tameh person eating kodesh. Rabbi Yosi HaGilili omer, tameh she'achal tahor hayav, ve'tameh she'achal tameh patur, says Rabbi Yosi HaGilili. Only in a situation where a tameh person ate kodesh that was tahor is he liable for karet. Well, he agrees to that. Ah, but a situation of a tameh she'achal tameh, if a tameh person ate kodesh that was tameh, he would not be liable for karet. Shelo achal ela davar tameh, because he only ate something that was tameh and was already forbidden to be eaten. So, in other words, the person gets lashes when he eats kodesh that becomes tameh. That's what we said in the beginning of this Mishnah, that if a person ate food, a kodesh that was tameh, a korban that was tameh, he gets malkut. So in this situation where he was tameh, but the food was tameh as well, says Rabbi Yosi HaGilili, he wouldn't be karet as a tameh person who ate kodesh because the food was tameh. And therefore we say that you go by the food. And if a person ate kodesh that was tameh, he receives malkut. Chachamim understood that Rabbi Yosi HaGilili says that the prohibition of the Torah where a tameh person eating kodesh was only said when it comes to kodesh that was tahor. So therefore, they're going to answer him with an inconsistency in his opinion. Amru lo, af tameh she'achal tahor, kevan shenagabo tameahu. So Hachamim tell back to Rabbi Yosi HaGilili, even when a tameh person eats kodesh that's tahor, where Rabbi Yosi HaGilili admitted that the person would be liable for karet, kevan shenagabo tameahu, right when he touches it in order to eat it, he makes it tameh. So in that situation as well, he's actually eating kodesh that's tameh. So what they're really telling Rabbi Yosi HaGilili is that you agree that a person is karet for eating kodesh that became tameh because you have to touch it in order to eat it. So the same should apply even in a situation of kodesh that became tameh before he touched it. There should be consistent cases. If you're telling me that if it was tahor and then he touched it and ate it, that a person would be liable for karet. So he would be liable for karet even if he touched it before he was eating it. So they point out an inconsistency in the opinion of Rabbi Yosi HaGilili. Now we'll say the halakha according to all views for a tahor person who eats kodesh that is tameh. Ve'tahor she'achal tameh, ve'tahor person, a kodesh that was tameh, patur, he's not liable for karet, only to malkut, like we mentioned. She'eno hayav ela al tum'at haguf, because a person is liable for karet for eating kodesh in a state of tum'ah, only when the tum'ah is on the person's body, not because the food was tameh, not because the korban was tameh, only if it's a tameh person eating kodesh. But if the food was tameh and a regular pure person was eating it, he would not be hayav karet in that situation. He would have to receive malkut, he would receive lashes.